I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The day the DNR hoped would never come has finally arrived. Chronic wasting disease has been discovered in the Mountain State. Now what to do about it? We'll have that story coming up.
Hi, I'm Travis Tripp. You know, you'd be surprised at the number of people who would love to try target shooting if they were only invited. That's what Step Outside's all about. According to the National Shooting Sports Foundation, over 48 million people who had never been target shooting would love to go if someone would only ask. That means your family and friends would love to step outside with you. They only need an invitation. Visit stepoutside.org today.
It's one of the most dreaded ailments to strike the white-tailed deer, chronic wasting disease, or CWD, and now it's been discovered in West Virginia. A roadkill buck found along a road near Slainsville in Hampshire County last fall was recently determined to test positive for the prions of the illness. Paul Johansson is game management supervisor at the DNR and explains it is dreaded, but no cause for panic.
It's a significant wildlife disease concern for us. It's not necessarily catastrophic, and we certainly want to encourage hunters and landowners and those that are concerned about our deer management program that this isn't the end of the world.
DNR has been planning for this discovery for more than a year and formulating a plan of action if it should occur. That plan was set into motion the moment the positive test arrived on a desk in Charleston. Most of the initial action will call for increased monitoring and testing of the herd in the surrounding area to determine if it is an isolated case or more widespread. More importantly, it should be noted that meat harvested there last year is still safe, but you should always be cautious.
Public health officials tell us that, you know, there has been no confirmed link in terms of human health problems between chronic wasting disease and human health. So, you know, I think anytime people are handling wildlife and cleaning wildlife out in the field, they ought to be cognizant of the fact that the deer appear to be healthy. You know, if it's a deer that doesn't appear to be healthy, they should probably have some concerns in terms of you know, whether they want to consume it or not. But you know, if I were a hunter, and I am a hunter, if I was hunting in Hampshire County, I wouldn't be unnecessarily concerned about this issue.
Now, we've all read and heard about the drastic actions that were taken by Wisconsin DNR when CWD hit their herd. Thousands of deer there slaughtered in hopes of getting a grip on the infection. That's not the plan for West Virginia.
Then we'll have to implement some appropriate management strategies, but I don't think we're going to be looking at anything like eradication zones that they had in Wisconsin.
It should be noted that more than 1,300 deer have been tested in identical fashion and none were found with the infection. Another note, hunters should not worry about this fall season.
It's business as usual with regards to our hunting seasons. Hunters should come on out and enjoy themselves.
Expect much more on this story in the days and months to come, and you can monitor developments at wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.